Like me, hopefully one day you will come to believe that along with your higher power, you are capable of anything. Even moving mountains. If you cannot move them, you can climb them for sure. When you see your blood work come back with a substantial reduction in your blood sugar, when you see how cravings can be reduced by reducing your sugar, junk food, and caffeine intake, when you see inches disappear from around your waist, when you see the twinkle come back into your eye, when you begin to feel positive energy emanate from the deepest parts of your soul, when you begin to hear compliments from others about how your actions and appearance have changed for the better, and when your loved ones share with you how proud they are of you for the changes you have made in your life, health, and new recovery, the changes you have chosen to make become hardwired in you. Now that you realize you cannot succeed in isolation, but rather that you are interrelated with those in the world around you, then you will want to share your positive energy with others one day at a time. The key to the steps is to integrate them into your daily life, and as you grow and change, how you apply the steps to your personal circumstances will change as well. For example, I was not in good health in the fall of 2011 and near bankruptcy when I first worked the steps. Now, almost 8 years later, I am healthy and financially secure. However, I have a whole different set of challenges facing me. The steps continue to empower me to address those issues. Just like the day will never come when I stop going to the gym because I have achieved all of my fitness goals, I will never stop working the steps because I have been cured. It's a lifelong commitment that changes as we change, and that we take one day at a time, one rep at a time, one meal at a time, and one breath at a time. I hope that after reading Spiritual Adrenaline, you no longer fear change. No one likes change, least of all alcoholics and addicts, but life really amounts to a series of changes, one after the other. The present moment only lasts for a second. Then that moment becomes the past and there is no guarantee that anything will remain the same. The Buddhist concept of impermanence has helped me, and millions of others, recognize that change will happen regardless of our attempts to cling to the past. It's true that we must learn to let go lest we be dragged. By practicing the 12 steps and integrating the spiritual adrenaline lifestyle into your practice, it becomes easier to let go of the past and embrace rather than fear change. As the changes in our lives are increasingly positive, sure, we all have to deal with the difficult things that life throws our way. Death, disease, depression, taxes, and bad relationships, to name a few. But with our minds, bodies, and spirits healthy, and with effective tools at our disposal, these challenges can be embraced rather than feared. From the new heights you may achieve, you can look down on your past addiction as a gift that was necessary to teach you the art of living. Rather than being embarrassed or feeling guilty, you may embrace it and continue to grow. I never thought I would be where I am today when I finally made the decision to stop torturing my body and soul and embrace recovery on May 11th, 2011. I just wanted to be restored to physical health and sanity. I wanted my loved ones to have peace and not be constantly worried about what will happen next. My mother is 89 years old. When the day inevitably comes when she passes on, I do not want her last thoughts to be filled with worry and anxiety about me. Rather than anxious and worried, I want her to be at peace. I want her to be able to reflect on how beautiful her life has been and all the joy our family has shared, those beautiful memories that will truly last forever. I want her to pass with the knowledge that I will be healthy and happy. This is the simple joy that spiritual adrenaline has made possible for me and my family. For me, material things mean very little. Rather, what matters are things that cannot be given a price tag. Serenity, for me and my loved ones, is the most valuable gift I have been given. It's a simple gift that I can keep only by sharing it with others. This passage from Drop the Rock sums it up. To be the person we can be, we must drop the rock to end all the grasping and holding on to old practices of behaving and thinking that are harmful to ourselves and others. If your 12-step lifestyle is getting stale, making you live in a small comfort zone that seems to grow smaller all the time, a sincere attempt to work the steps while living the spiritual adrenaline lifestyle is a good choice. It can take you to new places and a life well beyond your self-imposed limitations. This is serenity and true emotional sobriety and recovery achieved by practicing the principles of the 12 steps in all your affairs.